That's exactly what has happened. You got blessings that have been credited to your account that maybe you just haven't accessed yet. I'm going to tell you, use your faith. Get everything God's got for you. Don't leave nothing on the table. He has laid out a feast for us. Praise God. He has set a table before us in the presence of our enemies, and there's nothing the devil can do about it. See, these right now realities are unalterable. They are unchangeable. Amen. They are undisputable. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They are infallible and indestructible. So we are on good ground when we believe these things and when we take them to our heart. Say again, I've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. Now Jesus manifests through the power and presence of the Holy Spirit in my life, manifests these blessings in my life and reveal to me even more than I know. See, the scripture says, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. Not knowledge about science and math and English. It's the knowledge of God that caused people to be destroyed. And the devil is busy trying to keep you blind to what you already have. That what's already been created, been credited to your account. Praise God. You've been washed. You've been sanctified. You've been justified in the name of our Lord Jesus. And by the Spirit of our God. So say it. I've been washed. Say, I'm washed. I'm sanctified. I'm justified. Many years ago when I first got saved, people talked about me and said, oh, Greg, he's sanctified now. Well, they were speaking the truth. They couldn't have been, they couldn't have been more accurate. They were absolutely accurate. I was sanctified. In the name of Jesus. And by the Spirit of our God, and I embraced it. Yeah, I'm sanctified. Yeah, I'm justified. Yeah, I'm washed. He has washed me from my sins with his own blood because he loves me and made me a king and a priest under God. Say that. I'm a king and a priest under Almighty God. Praise God. You may not look like that in your natural settings, but you know what? It's a living reality that you're a king and a priest under Almighty God because Jesus, amen, loved us so much that he gave us this status, this position of honor, and we need to embrace it, and we need to tell people about it. Amen? Glory to God. Hallelujah. All right, how about this? I'm a citizen of heaven. I'm an ambassador for Christ. Tell it. Praise God. Tell the story. You're an ambassador. Amen? You're a royalty. You're a royal priesthood. You're a holy nation. You're a peculiar person who've been called out of darkness into the marvelous light. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You are a member of Christ's body. Amen. You are strong in the Lord and the power of his mouth, in the power of his might. You're the salt of the earth. You're the light of the world. You're connected to Jesus. He is the light of the world. You are richly and abundantly provided for right now. I'm talking to you about present day realities. You are loved by God right now. Glory to God. You're forgiven of all your sins. Oh, what peace, what blessing. Thank you, Jesus. He's washed away all our sins. He took care of the problem, the sin problem that broke our fellowship with God. Now I have fellowship with Almighty God. I'm helped right now.
The Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Nothing is impossible when you get the glory of God on the scene. See, the Lord told Martha, remember when Lazarus died, Martha said, Lord, if you had been here 4 days ago, my brother wouldn't have died. And then Jesus said, your brother shall rise again. And then Martha said, I know that he'll rise again in the last day. And then Jesus said, Martha,
I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. He said, Lord, yes, I believe. And then if you keep reading that in John chapter 11, you'll see that Jesus came to the tomb and there he wept. Then Jesus, after he cried, he said, roll away the stone. Boy, I read that and I said, that sounds like the resurrection. That sounds like Jesus, don't it? That sounds like when they had a stone up over his tomb. And an angel come and roll the stone away. And when he said, roll back the stone, show me where you've laid him. Then Martha said, Lord, it's been 4 days. By now he's stinking. And then he said this. Didn't I tell you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God? So you can see the glory of God when you believe. Some people say, show me the glory and I'll believe. I say, no, believe and he will show you. Believe and he'll show you. Didn't I tell you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God? That's God manifesting who he is, his presence, his power, and his goodness. Hallelujah. And the good news that I have for you tonight is that you have been qualified for all three. You've been qualified to receive the goodness of God. You've been qualified to have his presence in your life 24/7. You've been qualified to have his power work in you and through you. I've had his power working in me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I've had his power working through me too. Because he set me free from all kinds of stuff. You should never be ashamed to say what you've been set free from. Because you don't know how many people might be struggling what you've already been delivered from. But thank God, amen, that we've all been set free in Christ Jesus. So I want everybody, I want this church, everybody in here, I want you to start praying and saying, God, show me your glory. And then don't let the devil disqualify you for it. He'll say, the Lord ain't going to help you. The Lord ain't going to use his power on your behalf. You too bad. You ain't going to see no goodness. Why God ain't going to be good to you? Everybody, look at your neighbor and say, I've been qualified for the glory. Amen. That means that you're qualified to receive something from God. You're qualified to receive your inheritance from God. You're qualified for it. And nobody can disqualify you. Because the only way you could be disqualified for it, Jesus would have had to snatch his blood away and undo what he did, but he ain't undoing it. He's not going to undo what he did. Let me tell you, I like to say it this way. Let me tell you, God won't change what he did, and the devil can't change it. God said, I ain't changing, and the devil can't change it. Everybody say, I'm qualified. Glory to God. See, the devil's in the business of disqualifying people. I remember listening to Joseph Prince one morning. He's teaching on reasons why people don't get healed. And he said that the more he taught on, the longer his list was getting. You know, you keep coming up with reasons why people not getting healed. He said, you know, he started out, he'd have 10 reasons why you won't get healed. And we know that there are roadblocks to healing. We're not minimizing that. But then he said, then I got on, he said, then my list went to 12. I found out 2 more reasons why people fail to receive. And he said, and one day while he was teaching on that, the Lord told him, said, stop disqualifying my people. We really need to just look at not all the things that's hindering us from receiving. We really just need to set our eyes on Jesus and look at what he provided and just go ahead and take it. And if you have a relationship and fellowship with the Lord, then you won't be involved in all these other things that disqualify you. If you'll just be a doer of the word. If you'll be a doer of the word, you're going to walk in love. Then unforgiveness can't stop you. If you ain't walking in unforgiveness, then it can't stop you. If you're walking in love, then I'm going to tell you the floodgates open. Really, everything's really rolled up into one commandment. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And Jesus modified the second one. He said, love one another as I loved you. That's to the church. He gave church a command. New one I'm giving to y'all. That's what he said. I'm going to give you a new command. You love everybody like I done loved you. So that's telling you right there that he's expecting his children to have an experience with him that other people really can't identify with. So we're to love one another like he loved us, because I know how he done loved me. Now I know how I'm supposed to love you. He's forgiven me all my sins. That's how he loved me. He didn't condemn me, so I know I ain't supposed to be walking around condemning other people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Everybody say it again. Show me your glory. All right. Praise the Lord. Now, let's go to Colossians chapter 1. All you young people here, say it. Say, I'm qualified for the glory. Go ahead, each one. Say, God's qualified me. Say it. Okay. Because you know what? If you don't know God done qualified you, then you're going to disqualify yourself. How many people have disqualified themselves? Say, well, I ain't worthy. I messed up the other day. I didn't do right last week. I got these problems in my life. God can't help me. God ain't going to help me. I'm just unworthy. The devil put those thoughts in your mind and you end up condemning yourself. And you end up talking yourself out of God's blessing. And talking yourself out of your inheritance. That's why you have to watch what you say. All right, now listen to this right here. Now, all of this is real good, but I want to focus on verse number 12. Giving thanks unto the Father who have made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Remember last week I talked to y'all about light? How many of y'all was here last week we're going to talk about light? Who wasn't here last week we're going to talk about light? There was a few of y'all wasn't here. I'm going to do a quick demonstration right now. Turn all the lights off in here. All right, now how many of y'all got cell phones? Hold them up. All right, now. Everybody's got a cell phone, has some light. Now, think about this. As a believer, just imagine that each one of these cell phones here, with the light coming from a cell phone, represents a believer. You see that? Now, you see, believers have been planted in this world of darkness. If I want to be able to read or to see clear, what do I need to do? I got to come to somebody that's got the light. Right? Because why? I'll be able to what? I'll be able to see better. I'll be able to determine where I'm going a lot better. So sometimes teenagers, when you're in the world, when you're out there at school, sometimes you're in a dark place. That means that you're around other teenagers who don't have the light. And you're the light, but you might be the only one on your row. See, I don't see but one light on this row. You might be in a class, you're the only light there. What you supposed to do? You ain't supposed to turn your cell phone off, because then you're going to do what? You're going to be dark like the rest of them. Right? So if you're there, you're the only one there, you say, Lord, let me shine brighter. Right? You shouldn't be ashamed that you got the light. Right? Because you can see better than everybody else. But if everybody on this row start talking about you, what you doing with that cell phone on? Turn that thing off. You putting too much light out. And they make you feel guilty because you got the light and they don't. And you start feeling condemned and unworthy to have it and turn it off like you did. Then you're going to be just like the rest of them, walking in darkness. So what you supposed to do? Keep your light on. Make it brighter. Make it brighter. But your light is big because it's Christ. And so what you need to do is start winning those other friends that you got, or at least be in the light and not being ashamed of it. Because God has qualified you to be blessed. Hallelujah. Giving thanks unto the Father who have made us meet. That word meet means that he has made us fit. He has qualified us, or that he has made us ready. Now, if God did that, who gonna undo it? It's just like this here. You can be qualified for a lot of stuff that you don't even participate in. Because if you don't know you've been qualified, then there's no way you're going to step up to the plate and begin to access what you've been qualified for. So that's why we come to church. I'm finding out what I'm qualified for. I'm finding out what my inheritance is so that I can start receiving. And the more I receive from God, the more that I receive of what Christ did for me, then the light, the brighter my light gets on the inside. The scripture says, let your light so shine before men. See, before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. So we really need to be thinking about, what can I do to glorify my Father? Well, the first thing you do is just start receiving from him what he's already given to you. I can't properly glorify him unless I start receiving from him. Because what I receive from him is going to change my life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He have made us ready to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints who live in the light. In other words, you've been qualified to receive everything that Jesus died to do.
You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
KAYT and KQJO-FM. We're five cities strong all day long. Believe it. We've got Louisiana on lock.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
I'm going to call your attention to St. John chapter 16, and my reader is going to read verse 7 through verse 15. And while everyone is turning there, Jesus is going into an introduction of the Holy Ghost to his followers and allowing them to understand the necessity of the presence of the person, the presence and power of the Holy Ghost, especially in Jesus's absence. And in the 14th chapter of John, he identifies him as the Spirit of truth in the 17th verse, and then reveals in the 26th verse that two of his assignments are to, one, teach us all things, and two, to bring all things back to our remembrance. And in this 16th chapter, he goes even further. Now, all of these are just snippets at this point of views of the Holy Spirit and his purpose and operation in our lives. And it's always refreshing for the body of Christ to understand the operation of the Holy Ghost in this day and time, how we should know, and if we know what his purpose is, if we understand his power, and if we understand his presence in our lives, how we are then able to accomplish, we're able to speak prophetically the things of God. We're able to conquer and to be able to present realities that do not yet exist in the spirit and faith realm manifest itself in the natural realm when we truly understand the operation of the Holy Spirit. Now, there are some things we put up with because we can't change. We accept because we can't do nothing about it. But if you knew the power of the Holy Ghost in you, you'd see that thing differently. Whatever you could not change, or whatever he did not allow or permit you to change, he would still give you the power to be changed in your thinking about it, thus still being an overcomer. So you don't have to just put up with stuff when you got the Holy Ghost. You will learn, again, so many wonderful things as we start back on this trek about the Holy Ghost. So we want to read St. John chapter 6, verse 7 through 15. Rita?
John chapter 16,
verse 7 through 15.
Verse 7. John chapter 16, verse 7.
Yes.
Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now.
Right.
Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you.
Amen. Now, I want you to go to St. John chapter 14. All right. And look at verse 17. Rita. St. John chapter 14. Verse 17.
John 14 and 17. Mm-hmm. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you.
Mm. All right. Thank you so much. Now, Jesus says here that the Spirit of truth, the Holy Ghost, is the one that the world cannot see. But we can, or we experience him because he dwells with us and in us. And so what we must understand is this supernatural power, and that's why you don't have to worry about the world trying to understand your power source, because they can never understand it because they can't see. They see what they believe, and they believe what they see. So when they cannot see it, it does not work with their logic. It doesn't make sense. And so we know that our source is an invisible source. Our power source is not of this world. Our connection is not of this world. And so the reality is that ours is a supernatural connection. And so you must recognize that the only way he can operate in you is to be in you, to dwell with you and be in you. So here's what I'm trying to say to you. If the Holy Ghost is not working with you and in you, you will not have the power, the presence, and the person of the Holy Ghost doing all of the things that Jesus said he would do. Now, he is the other comforter. Jesus made clear that the Holy Ghost could not come until Jesus departed this world. Why? Because Jesus was the comforter in this world. He was going to pray the Father that he would send us another comforter. And that comforter would do in this verse, tells verse 26 of the 14th chapter of John, he would teach us all things. All things. And he would bring all things back to our remembrance whatsoever Jesus said. So keep in mind, there are some things that you need to understand will never ever be what God wants them to be in your life if the Holy Ghost does not teach you, if the Holy Ghost does not bring it back to your understanding. The Holy Ghost's job, that's a part of his assignment to you, excuse me, is to teach you. We're in the class. I am the teacher who is giving you the surface information, but the true teaching, the understanding, the revelation of that comes through the Holy Ghost. Even what is released from my mouth is from the Holy Ghost. When you study to show yourself approved unto God, 2 Timothy 2:15, you are receiving revelation knowledge through the Holy Ghost. He is the one who will teach you. Now, don't overlook this word all. The Holy Ghost's job is not just to teach you some things, not just to teach you spiritual things or sacred things, but the Holy Ghost's job is to teach you, don't be scared, all things. If there's a job you're trying to learn, you can ask the Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, help me to understand how to do this. He will help you. There is nothing he does not know. He is the spirit of truth, the wisdom of God. He knows everything there is to know about everything. He needs, listen, you having trouble navigating through life, navigating through a city, whatever the case is, GPS sometimes lets you down. But not the Holy Ghost. He know how to lead you through every situation. You got to realize, you having children, you know, problems with your children, problems with your spouse. You ask the Holy Ghost to teach you how to interact, how to handle this, how to do. He will teach you all things. That's one of the reasons why the believer must understand the necessity of the Holy Ghost being functional and operational in their lives. One, he teaches us all things. Somebody say all things. But then he brings all things back to our remembrance. That's the Holy Ghost's job as well. Now, what sense does it make for him to teach us all things and we forget most of it? Listen, everything that you've learned from grade one to whatever grade you finished in high school or college or beyond, listen, is inside of you. All the things you learn from Sunday school on up through Bible study, it's all inside of you. It's in your mind. The problem is that you don't know how to reference it and pull it out of the files in